afterfm.org, podcasting@afterfm.com. Now we take you to the Boulder Studios with Stephen Whitehead and Smash It Back, Punk, and Other Junk.
The KGNU and Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back with another one on Saturday, May 18th, right before summer and during our birthday week. This one features soul and funk music to rock and Americana. This quarter, we are celebrating local Denver artists. The lineup includes The Guest List, Ghost Tapes, and Floria will be doing a solo set. KGNU's own DJ Winter will be DJing the night as well. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. on May 18th at the Lion's Lair, and see you there.
Alright, it's 11:01 on Friday night here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. The number in the studio is 303-442-4242, and you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. You can also go to kgnu.org and afterfm.com and follow along with the playlist. We'll start off tonight with something from Vile Tones. This is Screamin' Fist and Smash It Back.
Give me heart, give me heart, till I feel. Give me heart, give me heart, till I isolated, I can't feel no love, can you hate? Caught to live on a barren land, people know me, I'm a marginal man. I'm fitting, I got my feet on the ground, it's all around me. My life ran out a short time ago, I've lost myself, there's no to go, so I'm curled up in the corner room, like a rat's cage, but it makes no sense to give me strange looks. What's going on? Out of the picture, I can cry out of the picture. Don't
Right, the Clash there with Career Opportunities, wrapping up the first set of Smash It Back for tonight. You might have heard Steve Vegas last Friday night playing an awesome Smash It Back show with a bunch of Clash in it. So figured we'd revisit that a little bit. If you didn't hear the show or if you want to hear it again, you can go to afterfm.com and look up Steve Vegas or look up Smash It Back. You'll find it right there. Hey, before the Clash, we heard from Rebel Truth, a band that was featured on the Maximum Rock and Roll Epic compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front. They were out of Sacramento, California for less than 2 years, 81 to 83. There's a track called In the Red from Rebel Truth. Played that going out to me because I'm very much in the red. But I think it'll all work out. Hey, before that we heard from a band out of Copenhagen, Denmark that I heard Dave Fuller play here a while ago. And I had to look them up. They're called Paragraph 119. And the name of that track was Assassini from their album Du Har Ikke en Chance, which means you don't have a chance. Came out in 2002 on Kick and Punch Records. Pretty cool stuff. You go to their, look them up, everything's written in whatever they speak in Denmark. Is that Dutch? Anyway, before that we heard from the Spermans, a band out of Spain. Also, kind of a more recent release, that's from 2001, from their album Wa Oli. And that was a track called Mi Gusta from Spermans. And before that we heard from Julie Ruin, the Julie Ruin. Kathleen Hanna's latest band, I think. Well, she's got something new. She's, of course, from Bikini Kill and La Tigra. I was going to play her last week, but I ran out of time. I mean, last month. Did kind of a ladies' show. And that was an awesome track called Be Nice from her album Hit Reset, which just came out on Harley Art Records 2016. And we heard from DC's Marginal Man. Three guys that used to be an Artificial Peace put together Marginal Man. And apparently they were one of the first hardcore bands to have two guitarists. Interesting. And also interesting is that I've heard of that Marginal Man concept before and I looked it up. It's a sociological concept when a person is suspended between two cultural identities. So think about that for a little bit. Hey, we started off tonight with the Vile Tones and Screamin' Fist from their album A Taste of Honey. These guys are out of Toronto, late 70s. Into the early 80s, that was that album came out in 1977. And there was actually a computer virus named after that song. So there you have it. Hey, I've got some tickets to give away tonight. I've got two pair of tickets. First, we're going to be giving away Sebado, and then a little bit later, Show Me the Body at the High Dive. Sebado show is going to be going on at the Globe Hall on May 28th. It's a 16 and up show, and you probably know about Sebado, Lou Barlow, and yeah, they're going to be at Globe Hall, which is a pretty intimate place to see them. If you'd like to check them out, give me a call at 303-442-4242. Of course, we ask that you be a KGNU listener member and that you haven't won any tickets from us in the last 30 days, but you don't absolutely have to be a member. Just give a call, 303-442-4242. All right, we're going to move on with something from a new release by Mudhoney. It's called Paranoid Core. This is KGNU. Smash it back. We'll be right back.
Somos Muslims, Chinese, playing militia in the trees. I stoked the fire in your paranoid car. I stoked the fire in your paranoid car. I feed on your fear.
right, 11:40 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. That was Ludacris with the track called Young, White, and Well-Behaved. I was reading the lyrics on that. It's all about this kid that goes to the grocery store and eats a candy bar while he's there and didn't pay for it, so his mom makes him go back and apologize, and the lady gives him an apple. Calls him a nice boy, young, white, and well-behaved. Reminds me of a show Sharif Aleem did on the Afternoon Sound Alternative a while ago with the theme of 21, white and free, which I guess was kind of a theme back in the day. Pretty twisted. Miss you, Sharif. Hope you're listening. Before that, we heard from Ill Repute off their iconic album, What Happened Then, out on Mystic Records, 1984. That was In Society and Who Cares. And before that, we heard from Meat Puppets with In a Car. And before that, we heard from Ed Gein's Car, Turning in the Folks. Because the folks like to smoke dope, the kids want to smoke crack, so he's turning in the folks. And I know there were some kids that did turn in their folks. Maybe because of the DARE program or something back in the day. That's pretty hardcore. That was taken from the Big Apple Rotten to the Core Volume 2 out on the Raw Power label. Came out in 1987. There was a Big Apple Rotten to the Core Volume 1 back in 1982. And I've always kind of wondered but never looked up what Ed Gein's Car was all about, but apparently Ed Gein was this crazy murderer from Wisconsin back in the day, and he used to dig up bodies and like make stuff out of the bones and skin and stuff, kind of like Silence of the Lambs. And then when he got caught and probably put to death, I'm not sure, some guy bought his car and like put it in a carnival, charged admission for people to like get in it and take their pictures by it and stuff. So I have a bigger appreciation for Ed Gein's Car after reading that. Pretty cool name for a band. Before that, we heard from Circle Jerks with Career Day, because I need a career myself. I figure playing that and that Clash Career Opportunity song probably helped me get one somewhere. And before that, we heard from Mudhoney. I said it was going to be at the top of the set, but it actually, I had myself all mixed up. That was Mudhoney right there, edited by yours truly. And that was a track called Paranoid Core from their new album, their 10th album, I think, in about 20 years of Mudhoney. It's called Digital Garbage. Before that, we heard from Liberty, an anarcho-punk band from England out on the Mortar Hate record label. And that was Bought and Sold from their album People Who Care Are Angry. And started off with Bad Sports instead of Mudhoney with a track called Easy Truth from their album Constant Stimulation. Those guys are out of Texas, and I guess they've been around for 10 years, but they're new to me. Hey, we got another ticket giveaway. This is to see Show Me the Body at the High Dive on April 16th. And they're a collective of musicians and producers coming together to produce others' music and make their own avant-garde high-energy take on music. If you'd like to check them out, give me a call, 303-442-4242. We'll move on with something from Flipper and smash it back. right, coming up on midnight here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, wrapping up Smash It Back for tonight. Here we come at you every Friday night from 11 to midnight playing classic punk and other junk. We just heard there from Blast, a track called Break It Down, a subtle edit by me. And let's see, those guys are out of Santa Cruz on SST Records, originally on Green River Records or some other record label, but SST picked them up quick. Kind of skater band, but not really. Before that, we heard from The Untouchables. That was their version of Stepping Stone. And we heard Scratch Acid with Cannibal, one of my favorite all-time songs. It's just such a great lyrical song. Hey, started off this last set with Flipper. That was Shed No Tears from Generic Flipper out in 1982. Subterranean Records. I saw them with my buddy Dave Fuller, and I think John Hines went with us in some like small Mexican bar in Denver, probably in 1986 or 85, something like that. It was a really strange show. They were just unbelievably awesome. As Flipper, there were probably 30 people there, and I was noticing Will Shatter like strumming and then fingering the notes after he actually played, and I thought that was pretty awesome. And there was some zoned out dude with super long hair that was just getting beaten on by everybody. It was really kind of disturbing, but it's a good memory. Flipper. We're gonna go out here with the Misfits. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights. DJ Marlowe coming up in 2 minutes. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from the Westward Music Showcase taking place Saturday, June 29th in the Golden Triangle in Denver. The Westward Music Showcase is celebrating its 25th year with musical acts like Jaws, Churches, Bishop Briggs, and more. More info at westwardshowcase.com.